this korban really is not kosher. Hey, to have a mean there is kosher means it has to be Torah. Here the korban is puzzle. Why? Because it's tummy. Are you allowed to bring it? There's a new gzeras custom, even though the korban is tummy, you're allowed to bring it. But really, he holds it's called puzzle. So drashi hai puzzle, shenase bipsul. It's called being done with a psul. The tummy dechuyehi b'tzibur. That that we say, even though you're tummy, you're allowed to bring the korban pesach, is not like metchila. There's a mitzvah to do it. It's dechuya. Like b'diev, there's no other way out. You're allowed to do it. Strat, you're allowed to do it. But it's called bipsul. Ella shekan gzeras akosiv lepoitrim bay. There's a new gzeras akosiv. The Torah tells us that you could bring the pesach even though it's tummy. So is the korban posel? Yes. So according to the Tanakhama, in such a case there'll be no lav. You would be allowed to break the bone. Of according to Rabbi Yaakov, leman diyama royal lachila. He just says no. Anytime you're allowed to eat the meat, there's a lav not to break the bone. This meat you're allowed to eat. Hai nami royal lachilahu. Even though the meat is tummy, but that's the chiddush. That when rov tzibur is tameh, you're even allowed to eat the meat betumah. So drashi hai barachiluhu kinetnan. We had the gemara before ha pesach shabo betumah. If a korban is brought betumah, rov tzibur is tameh. The din is necha betumah. You're even allowed to eat the meat betumah. So according to Rabbi Yaakov, there would be allowed. You're not allowed to break the bone of this korban, even though it's tameh. So what? But a korban it's royal achila. Rabbi Yosef says no. That's not the machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Yaakov. He says ki hai gavna de kula yalma ein boy mishum shviras etzim. He wants to say no. According to everybody, lemaisa, since the korban is tamei, the korban is called posol, and there's no lav, there's no averot in breaking the bone. The Rebbe, because that the Rebbe says it has to be roy lachila the liakule kosi. He's come to tell us a kula. That not only if it's stamp also, but has to mamish be royal achila, that's the only time there's a lav. Fahai hoposelhu. But here for sure there's a psul. There's the korban is tummy. When the korban is tummy, according to both of them, as Rabbi Yosef learns, there's no aver in breaking the bone. There's only an aver breaking the bone when the korban is kosher. And Rabbi Yaakov even has a bigger kula. Like even in the case where the korban is kosher, but if you can't eat it for some reason, we'll soon see, then there's no aver in breaking it. But here, when the korban is posel, halt Rabbi Yosef, according to everybody, there's no lav in breaking this bone, since the korban is tummy. Ella, so Rabbi Yosef learns, where is the machlekes then, the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yaakov? Ella, hoysa lo shas ha-kosher. We're talking about that first you made the shchit of your korban pesach, and you made the zrika, and everything was kosher. The bailam was kosher, the meat was kosher, it had a shas ha-kosher. There was a time when it was able to be eaten. V'nifso. And then later it became possible. Later something touched the meat became tummy. That's the machikah benayim. That's the machlokes. Laman de yom kosher ha kosher. According to the Tanakhama, lamaisa this korban was done b'kasheris b'shas achila b'shas shchit and zrika was kosher. So it's called the kosher korban. Therefore, there's a lav not to break the bone. Of according to Rabbi Yaakov, laman de yom a royal achila. According to Rabbi Yaakov, that the korban has to be royal achila. That's the only time you have a lav. But now that this meat became tummy now, even though it once had a shasa kosher, it was once able to eat, but now you're not allowed to eat it. So since you're not allowed to eat it right now, Rabbi Yaakov is mekel and says there's no lav in breaking this bone. You're allowed to break the bone. That's the way Rabbi Yosef learns the machlekes. Abaye says no, he doesn't like this machlekes. Abaye Rama kule yalma kol ki ay gavna ein boy mishum shvira setzen. He wants to know, even according to Tanakhama, if right now the korban is posel, right now became tamei, pshita, there's no lav, you are allowed to break the bone. My taima, hashta miyas ha posel. Who? What do I care if at the beginning, b'shas they made the shchita and the zrika, the korban was kosher and the bailam was kosher, so what? But right now, b'shas, like you want to go and break the bone, the korban became posel already. So right now, b'shas, you're breaking the bone. Since the meat is tummy, it's possible, there's no lav in breaking the bone. Sabai says, that's not the machlokes. Here, everybody holds that if the meat is tummy right now, pshita, you are allowed to break the bone. Elo, where is the machlokes? Elo shvira sa'etzim v'boi joim ike benayu. This is the machlokes. What about an Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach, you bring the korban in the afternoon. In the afternoon, after chatzos, you're allowed to bring the korban Pesach. Now, when is the time to eat the meat? You're not allowed to eat the meat until nighttime, until it comes to Pesach Chavim. At Lila, that's the mitzvah to eat the meat. What about in the afternoon now? Before it comes the time to eat the meat, you want to go and break the bone. Is there a lav at that time breaking the bone or not? That's the machlokes. Has elashviras etzem meboid yoim ikur benayu. On erev Pesach, before it comes the laila, is there a lav in breaking the bone at that time? Is the machlokes. Laman diyama kosher, like the Tanakhama that says, as long as the korban is kosher, you're not allowed to break the bone. Ha kosheru, the korban now is also kosher. It's a good korban. All you have to do is just wait till nighttime. You leave it at night. But right now, the korban is 100% kosher. Savada, right now in the afternoon, there's an aver, there's a lav not to break the bone. Of according to Rabbi Yaakov, Laman diyama royal lachila. But according to Rabbi Yaakov, no, it has to be at a time when you could eat the meat right now. Hash the lav barachilu. Right now, it's not a time to eat the meat. Right now, it's Erev Pesach. It didn't come the Leil Pesach. You're not allowed to eat the meat. So since it's not a zman of eating the meat, Rabbi Yaakov is a bigger makel and says there's no lav now, even though the korban really is kosher. At night you would be able to eat it, but since right now it's not edible, there's no lav in breaking the bone. Mar Meisvei, now the kasha. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says, Nimnin al moyech sheberosh. You know, in a korban Pesach, you're allowed to be appointed if you know your share. You know what you're going to eat in the meat. You're only going to eat the brains. That's all. Moyach shabroish. You're only going to eat the moyach, the brains in the head. And that's going to be your portion of the Korban Pesach. You're mekayim the mitzvah. Hey, the brains is also called basar. You can eat it to mekayim the mitzvah. Aber v'yein nimnin al moyach shabakulyas. But the marrow in the bone, stam in the arm bone, the kulyas, the muscle is, that bone, if your portion is to eat the marrow in that bone, you're not yotze. Why not? Samara al moyach shebroish my taima. What's the reason if you have the brains to eat, you're allowed to eat it in your kind of mitzvah? The question is, how do you get to the brains? The brains is in the skull. The skull is a bone. You're not allowed to break the bone on the Korban Pesach. So how could you get the brains out? The teretz is, hoyel v'yochel agoroi oliyotziyoi. You could drag it out through the nose or through the mouth without breaking the skull. You don't have to break the bone. You could just drag out the brains without breaking the bone. That's why it's mutter. Mashen came, breaking out the bone, getting the marrow out of the bone of the arm, you can't get to it. How do you get the marrow out of the bone? The only way to do is you have to break the bone. And there's a law, you're not allowed to break the bone. That's why there's no way you could be mekayim the mitzvah by eating the marrow inside that bone. Because that marrow you can't get to. It's mishleim of the brains you get out through the nose. But in the arm, you can't get it out. That's Pshan this Breiser. Like Rashi says, Nimnin al moyach shabreish, afilu le nimnin el al moyach yotza. Benim al moyach akulyis, bevnei shosim l'shoiva, you can't break the bone of the arm. Hu lo itziyoy. Avo moyach harosh, the brains, yochol etziyach l'garvay bekisam derechav. Through the nose, you get with a toothpick, and you get the brains out. You can get the brains out of the animal without breaking the skull. So that's why you could be mekayim the mitzvah by eating the brains, and not by breaking the bone of the arm. Now the kasher is, according to Abayam, you're going to tell me that Abayam says, according to Rabbi Yaakov, there is a time when you're allowed to break the bone. Erev Pesach. Before it comes at night, since it's not as man to eat the meat, at that time you're allowed to break the bone. So why don't we say, very good, before Pesach, you put in your 2 cents in the Korban Pesach now, and your portion is going to be the marrow inside the bone. The question is, how are you going to get inside the bone? You're not allowed to break the bone. On Erev Pesach, Mabay Joim, before it comes Leil Pesach, break the bone then. According to Rabbi Yaakov, you're telling me, you're allowed to break the bone then. That's the kasha. V'isakotadiv, you're going to tell me, Shvira Setsen, Mabay Joim Shapadom, you're allowed to break the bone of a Korban Pesach. Before it becomes night, Biyod Yom, when it's still daytime, even this bone of the arm. Also, nitpere, let's break it open when it's still daytime. And take out the marrow inside the bone. Let's tell people you can eat it. This will be your portion for the Korban Pesach. So, Chortzakash and Rabbi Yaakov, the way Abaye learns. If the Braita says you can't do this, it's mashma, you're not allowed to break the bone, even on Erev Pesach. Samar says, no. Omalach Abaye. Ula time Abaye wants the answer. Even according to your time, Omalach Abaye. Ula Taimech, Mishech HaShech Hanami. Even if you want to tell me, no, you're not allowed to break the bone Erev Pesach. But I'll tell you, there is a way to get the marrow out even at nighttime. Even on Leil Pesach, there is a way to get the marrow out of the bone. How is that? Nicey Gumrito. Take a nice red hot coal. V'necho Soleil. And put it on top of the bone. V'nikle. And it'll burn the bone. And then you get the moyach and you get the mara out of it. And then you'll be able to say that's your portion of the Korban Pesach. To a time you learned in the Braisa, even though you're not allowed to break a bone, aval ha'soref piyat somis. If somebody burns the bone of the Korban Pesach, the amachatech begidin, or else somebody breaks the veins, hey, the chiddush is a vein is not called like a bone. There's no is to breaking the veins. You're allowed to break the veins. Ain't by mishum shvira setzim. There's no aver of shvira setzim. So what do you see? You're allowed to burn a bone. Burning the bone is not called shvira setzim. So that's the kasha stamazoi now in this brisa. Why do you say you can't get to the marrow inside the bone? I'll give you an eitz even at nighttime. Take a coal, let it burn a hole through the bone. Now that you have a hole burnt through the bone, you can take the marrow out. Gemara answers, Elamayis Lechumemer, what do you have to say? You have to say some reason why you can't do this, why at night you can't put the coal on the bone to burn it. So Elamayis Lechumemer, Abayis and the Teretz is Mishum Poka. We're afraid, no. We're afraid maybe the burning of the bone will make the bone crack. It'll be Poka, crack open. In other words, if you take a coal and the coal just burns a hole through the bone, you didn't do any Avera. But let's say the coal makes the bone so hot, and because of the heat, the bone cracks open. You didn't have everything. That's alive. You're not allowed to crack open a bone. You're allowed to burn it, but not crack it open. So Bai says, Lamaisi, you should never burn open a bone either. Because we're always afraid, if you come to burn it open, maybe by burning it, you'll make it crack open also. And that would be an Avera, therefore you can't do this. Rashi, the Bai Yavim is Shum Poka. Shema Machmas HaGecholis, Yifka, the mokim acher, you're hitting it at one part of the bone, and it'll make another part of the bone crack open. The yainzu sreifel is shvira. So on the other side where the bone cracked or burst open, that's not called burning, that's called cracking open, and that'll be an avera. That's why you can't do this at night. But so this is what Abaye says, that. Therefore Abaye says, I have a kashdo on you, Rava. Has bishleim, according to me, it's good, why these bones, you can't be part of it. Because on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to break it open either. Ah, you're asking me at nighttime though, take a coal and burn it open. That we can't do. We're afraid by burning it open, maybe you crack it open. But according to Rav, though, it's Shver. According to Rav, though, the Kur'an Kashmir was according to Rav, it's only Abaye. So that's the Abaye gave one teretz. Rav says another teretz. Rav Amar Mishum Hefset Kodeshim. There's another reason why we don't let you burn the hole through the bone at night and get the marrow out. Because there's hefset kodeshim. Why? To call masad lev yadayim. Because when you put this coal on top of the bone to burn through the bone, it's not just going to burn through the bone. It's going to burn some part of the marrow also. Some part of the inside of the bone would also get burnt up. And that's a kodeshim that you're not supposed to burn it. You're supposed to eat it. So we're afraid not to let you burn open the bone because maybe you'll burn some part of the insides also, which is also to do. The Rashi says, Rav Amar Mishum Hefset Kodeshim. Shemafsed hamoyach. You're going to destroy, ruin the inside the marrow. V'sorfa b'yadayim. You're going to burn it. Umutev it's better. Sheyasu melev. Let the marrow stay inside the bone and become nicer, become possible by itself. Rather than you going and taking a coal and try and burn a hole through it, because then you may burn the kodeshim, which is nisa, you're doing it b'yadayim. So Rashi answers, Hochi nami. L'nyin shviras avoid yoyim. This was the original question now, that according to Abaye, that said you are allowed to break open the bone. On Erev Pesach, why can't you break open the bone and take out the marrow? Is Afagav the Midraisa Shari, Rabbonin Gozos at Rashi, the Rabbonin Sumedic Zer here, Otu Meshachashechem. We're afraid if you're going to break the bone open by daytime, we're afraid people will get used to breaking the bone to get the marrow out, and they'll even do it at nighttime. And that's also to do it at night. At nighttime, there's a law not to break it. So therefore, there's a gzera not to do it. So that's what the Gemara says. Rashi and the Gemara says, Rav Rav Mishum Hefset Kodeshim. Hey, the reason why you can't do it at nighttime, you can't burn open the bone, because you've been hemafsed, destroying Kodeshim. They're called mafsed leb yadayim. Dil ma'ochol nurim imoyach. Maybe the fire will burn up some part of the marrow, the day. So now the Gemara says, is, Meboid yoyim nami. The Kasha was, according to Abai, you said, you're allowed to break the bone on Erev Pesach, because since it's not a zman achili, you can't eat the meat. There's no instant burning the bone, so why don't you break open all the bones of the Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach? There should be a tremendous eitzah.
on Erev Pesach, after you shechted the korban, now there's no lavin breaking the bone, according to Abaye, according to Rabbi Yaakov. So every single bone that has marrow, we should tell you, break open the bone, get all the marrow out, so when it comes at night time, you'll be able to eat all the marrow. So Gemara says, you know why you don't do that? It's a gzeirim, a boyjoyim, otim mishach ha-sheicha. We're afraid if people will start getting used to breaking open the bones on Erev Pesach, they'll think, who are they? They're allowed to do it at night time also. And at night time, that's the lav. At night time, since that's the time when you're supposed to eat the meat of the Korban Pesach, then for sure there's a lav not to break the bone. Sayinachanami, Mi'ikir Adin Midiraisid would be a good eitzah to break open all the bones on Erev Pesach, but Lamaisa, the Rabbanan said, don't do it, because we're afraid if you start to break open the bones, you won't stop, you'll do it at night time also. Right. Rav Papa says another pshat. Again, we're back to original machlokes. We had a Tanakam and Rav Yaakov. The Tanakam says, kol zman the korban is kosher, you're not allowed to break the bone. If the korban is posel, then you're allowed to break the bone of a korban pesach. And Rav Yaakov said, no. If the korban is royal achila, then there's a law not to break the bone. But when it's not royal achila, then you're allowed to break the bone. So the question is, what's the difference between royal achila and psul? It's the same thing. So Rav Papa says like this, Rav Papa Amenein. Papa says, no, for sure on Erev Pesach, you are not allowed to break open the bone. My time away, le'urta mechse l'achila. Even though right now on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat the meat, but so what? It's called the meat is kosher. It's called the korban is kosher. It's called the korban is royal achila. All you have to do is just wait till nighttime. At nighttime, you'll be able to eat this meat. So this meat is called royal achila, and even according to Rabbi Yaakov, you're not allowed to break open the bone on Erev Pesach. So Rabbi Papa argues on Abaya. Rabbi Papa says, for sure, if the korban is kosher on Erev Pesach, there's still a lav not to break open the bone. Elos, Rabbi Papa says, what's the machlokes in Tanakam and Rabbi Yaakov? Ela be'ever sheyotze miktsasa kemiflugi. Machlokes is if you have a limb of the korban Pesach that went out of the mechitzas. There's a psul yotze, means it went out of Yerushalayim. How much of this limb, how much of the arm went out? Half of it. Miktsasoi, half of the arm went out of Yerushalayim. Kemitzlugi. Here's the machlokes now. Are you allowed to break this arm or not now? Man the yom kosher, according to the Tanakam, it says it's told if the korban is kosher or not. Hai kosheru. This korban is kosher. The part of the arm that did not go out of Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat, is still called a kosher piece of meat. So you're not allowed to break this bone. Oman the Yomaroy Lachilo, but like Rabbi Yaakov, it says no. There's only a lav not to break the bone if the meat on the bone you could eat. Ha ha, lav barachilu. But here, the meat that's on the place where you want to crack the bone. In other words, what happened here? This arm of the animal, half of the arm went outside Yerushalayim. So half of the arm has the psul yotzi, you can't eat this half of the meat. The other half you're allowed to eat. So you want to break the bone right over here and say this part will still eat and this part will burn. It's yotze. So the question is, are the part you're breaking it, are you allowed to eat the meat of that part? So according to Rabbi Yaakov, it's good. No, you're not allowed to eat the meat of that part. Since the part where the yotze is attached to the good part, that makom is not edible, so therefore there's no lav in breaking that part of the bone. You're allowed to break it there. Hai lav barachilu. Kiretang, like we learned in a braisa. Rabbi Yishmael Benoish Rabbi Yechon Brukawaymer. Eiver Sheyotze Miktosai. If you have this limb, the arm of an animal, Korban Pesach, half of it went out of Yerushalayim. Vishavroi. And you broke the bone there to make the dividing point. Which part is Yotze you have to burn? And which part is still inside Yerushalayim you can still eat it? If you break it at that point, ain't by Mishum Shvirus Etzim. There's no lav of Shvirus Etzim. Because that makom you can't eat either. That makom is not royal achila. Rashi says, "Hai la barachilu b'makom shvira ein royal achila." At the part where you're breaking it, you can't eat there. Avalei b'shiyotze kula. Tainu was l'shasa koishe. That's something else. This is the way Rav Papa learns. Rav Sheshes bread Rav Idi Yomar. No, kol kai gavna the kula yalma ein by mishum shvira tetzin. He holds. No, everybody holds. In such a case that only half of the arm went outside Yerushalayim, there's no aver in breaking the bone. Tahai aver ha posulu. This aver is posul. You can't eat this aver. So since the aver is posul, there's no avera in breaking the bone. Elo, where is the machlokes? Whether you're allowed to break the bone or not? Elo shvira so etzem benor. With ika benayu. The nachmini is we have a korban pesach that nothing happened to it. Just you didn't roast it yet. Benor means it's halfway done. That's all. No, it's not completely roasted yet. So locher is the way it is now. You're not allowed to eat the meat. You're not allowed to eat the meat, no. You could only eat it. Kiyim Sliyesh, it has to be completely roasted. Here you have your Korban Pesach. No psal happened to it. Just it's no, it's halfway done. Ika v'nayim. Man diyama kosher. According to the Tanakama, it's totally if the Korban is kosher. Ha-kosheru. This Korban is also kosher. There's nothing wrong with it. If you want to go and eat it yet, you could do something to it. Go put it back on top of the fire and roast it very good till it's completely roasted. And you would be allowed to eat it. So right now, the Korban is still called kosher. Uman diyama, according to Rabbi Yaakov, though, royal achila, you have to have the Korban. That's royal achila. Then there's allowed not to break the bone of that Korban. Hashta, but right now, the way the meat is right now, is only halfway done. Ain't no royal achila. Right now, you're not allowed to eat this meat. There's allowed, uncooked meat, you're not allowed to eat. It's possible for the to eat it. So therefore, right now, it's edible. Therefore, there will not be the lava breaking the bone. We have Nachman of Yitzchak, another man, the Yama. He says, no. Kol ki agavne. In this case, where all that's wrong is just you did not finish roasting the meat yet, yesh by mishum shvirat etzem. He holds, according to everybody, there is a lav not to break a bone of this korban. My time, why? I, lechur Rabbi Yaakov, says it has to be royal achila. And now that it's only halfway done, it's not royal achila yet. The Torah says, toho chozil achila. This meat is still considered royal teat. You know why? The matvi baby ocholein. All you have to do is finish roasting it, that's all. Put it back into the fire, do a complete job, roast it completely, then you're allowed to eat the meat. So this meat is called royal achila, even though right now it's only halfway done. You can't eat it, but that's not called a pasulus or something wrong with the meat. It just didn't finish cooking yet. He didn't finish roasting yet. So finish roasting it, then it'll become mutum. So according to everybody, on this korban, there would be allowed to break the bone. Ella, so where is the case with the machlokes? Ella shviras alya. The machlokes says by the breaking of the bone of the tail. Ella shviras alya ikabinayu. By the tail, if you break the bone of the tail. Laman diyama kosher. According to Laman diyama, it says as long as the korban is kosher. You're not allowed to break any bone of this korban. Ha kosheru. This korban is also kosher. Therefore, even though the tail will soon see, you're not allowed to eat the tail. The tail is one of the emurim you have to burn. The alya of a seer, if you have a sheep, so if you're bringing a sheep for Korban Pesach, the tail has to be burnt, it's the emurim. So even though it's not royal achila, but I call upon him it's kosher. Therefore, there's a law not to break the bone of this tail. But according to Rabbi Yaakov, though, l'man diyama royal achila, he says, no, it's only an iser. If the meat is royal teat, hi, ain't a royal achila. This is not royal teat. The alya l'gvoya salka. Because the tail of a seer, you know what you have to do with it? That's part of the emurim. You have to burn it. You have to put it like way, give it to the Eibush, you have to put it on the Mizbeach. Therefore, it's not called Royal Achila. Ravashi, Yom Ravashi says, Kol ki agavna vade ein boi mishun shvira tetzim. He won't say no. The tail, according to everybody, there would not be a lava breaking it. Do avade ein a Royal Achila klal. Because for sure, the tail you can't eat. If it's a tail of a seer that you have to burn it, that's not royal achila. So pshita, even according to the Tanakhama, there would be no law of breaking the bone there. Elo, where's the machlekes? Eva sheina lof kezayis bosrika benayu. If you have a bone, an eva, the arm, that is not a kezayis meat attached to this bone. That's what's a nafkamina. Laman diyom a kosher ha kosheru. This arm is still kosher, and there's a little bit meat there. So even though it's not a kezayis, there's a law not to break this bone. Avolaman diyama royal achila binon. The man diyama it says no. There's only a lav if you have a bone. That's royal achila. What does that mean? Shir achila. Yeah, binon shir achila. You have to have at least a kezayis worth of meat attached to this bone. And if you don't have a kezayis worth of meat attached to the bone, there's no lava breaking this bone. Poleka. Ravin, another man diyama is like this. Ravin uamar. No, kol ki agav, no, less be mishun shvira tetzim. According to everybody, if there would not be a kezayis meat attached to the bone, pshit, there's no lav in breaking that bone. To be in shir achila. For sure, it's only an aver if there's a shir achila on the bone. Then the Torah says, don't break the bone. But if there's no shir achila, there's no aver in breaking the bone. So where is the machlokes then? Ela evar shein olof kezayis bos of a mokim zeh. We're talking about in one place, the place of the bone where you want to break it there, there's no kezayis meat at that part of the bone. But v'yeshalov kizay is bosa bokam achram. But on the other side of the bone, on the other end of the bone, there is a kazayis boser. Here's the machlokes yisika benayim. L'man diyom hakosher, according to the Tanakhama, hakosheru. This bone is kosher. It's also considered roi lachila. It has a kazayis meat on it. Therefore, there'll be a lav not to break it. Masheka l'man diyom roi lachila. According to Rabbi Yaakov, that says, no, the bone has to be roi lachila. What does that mean? Be'inon shir achila b'mokam shvira. That's what Rabbi Yaakov meant to say. The only time there's a lav not to break a bone, if at the place where you want to break the bone, there's a kezayis meat there. Since there's a shir achila meat on this bone, then the Torah says you're not allowed to break the bone. V'yoleka, and here at the mokam where you're breaking it, there's no kezayis meat, therefore there's no averi, you would be allowed to break the bone. So, Kunayin Hori, you have all these different sheetahs here, exactly where is the case, where does the Torah say a lav not to break the bone from a Korban Pesach? So Mar says, Tanya Kaba Benayu. I'll bring you a riot to at least four of these last sheetahs we had. To Tanya, we wrote to the Bryce like this. Rebbe says, the Pasuk says, Babayis Echod Yeyochel. The Korban Pesach is supposed to eat in one house. Then the Pasuk says, V'etzim Le'sishbru Boy. You're not allowed to break the bone of a Korban Pesach. Ala Kosher Mukhayiv. Only if the korban is kosher. Like it says, Yeyoch, you should eat the meat. You know, we're talking about a kosher, a korban, that you should eat it. The Torah says, on this kosher, a korban, don't break the bone. But let's say the meat is not edible, it's tomei, it has other psulimir, then there's no law in breaking the bone. Because that's the emshech apsukim. Only b'bayasech ad yoyochol. If there's a mitzvah to eat this meat, then the Torah says, don't break the bone of it. And the chayiv ala psul. Hoy saloi shasa kosher. Let's say b'shash shchita and zrika, the korban was kosher. It had a time when it should have been able to eat the meat. V'nivsal b'shash achila. But then later at night time, when it comes time to eat the korban, then the meat became tummy. You're not allowed to eat the meat now. What's the locha? Ain't by mishum shvira setzim. There's no use in breaking the bone now. Because since right now when you're breaking the bone, it's not edible, it's tummy, you're not allowed to eat the meat, there's no aver in breaking the bone. What about yesh by shira achila? If there's a kazayis meat on this bone, then yesh by mishum shvira setzim. Then there's a lav not to break that bone. What about ain boy shir achila? If there's no kezayis meat attached to this bone, then ain boy mishum shvira setzim. And the climate's arise for the mandiyam before. Then there's no lav in breaking the bone. It has to be a royal achila, a shir achila. There has to be a kezayis meat attached to the bone. Then there's a lav to break it. If there's no kezayis, there's no averim. That's the pasuk. Bayis echad yeyochel. Alamol achila means the kezayis. So if you have a bone that has a shir achila on it, then there's a lav etzem l'shishbru. Vayta royal mizbeach, the mashu, the alya, this tail that you're supposed to burn, ain't by mishum shvira setzem. There's no averim breaking the bone of the tail. Since the tail is not edible, you have to burn it. So even though there's a bone, there is no lav in breaking it. B'shas achila yesh by mishum shvira setzem. It's only at night time, when it comes Leil Pesach, there's the man teated, that's when there's a lav not to break the bone. What about Shaloi B'Shas Achila? Let's say on Erev Pesach, after you shechted the korban, it's not a Zman Achila yet. Enechanami, ain't by Mishum Shvira Setzim. There's no love in breaking the bone. So I'll call upon him, there's a riot to some of them on the Yermin before. More Itma. What about Itma? Eiver, Shein Elov Kezayis Bosa B'mokam Zeh. You have a limb, you have an arm, that there's no Kezayis Bosa at this place. V'yesh Elov Kezayis Bosa B'mokam Acher. But there's a kazayis meat at the other part of the arm. Now, if you want to break one part of the arm here, at this part where you're breaking, there's no kazayis basar. But the other side of the arm has a kazayis basar. Is there a lav or not? Rabbi Yechonon Amar, yesh ba mishum shvira setzim. Yes. Since there is a kazayis on this bone, even though it's not where you want to break it, you're not allowed to break it. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Shaimer, ain't ba mishum shvira setzim. No. Since at the place where you want to break the bone, there's no kazayis meat, there's no avera. The Pasuk says, you're not allowed to break the bone. Echod etzem sheishalov kezayis boser, v'echod etzem sheinalov kezayis boser. So it says clearly, even though there's no kezayis boser, still there's an avera. My, what does it mean now, ainalov kezayis boser? Elaine, if you want to tell me, dienalov kezayis klal, dien kezayis boser klal, there's no bechlal a kezayis boser here on the meat, on the bone. Why Taki is there love to break this bone? Like we had before, the Pasuk says, Babaya Sechid Yochel, Mash, we're talking about a bone that has Achil to it, and then the Torah says, don't break it. But if there's no Kezayas Bosser at all on this bone, so there shouldn't be a love. Elo Zakab Yechnen, Lav Hochikoma, doesn't the price mean like this? Echad etzem sheish olav kezayis basel mokum zer. Avad, if there's a kezayis meat at this mokum, you want to break it, avad, you're not going to break it. V'yechad shein olav kezayis basel mokum zer. And who had in a bone that is not a kezayis at the place where you want to break it, but v'yesh olav kezayis basel mokum acher. But there is a kezayis meat on the other side of the bone. And then there's a lav not to break the bone. So what's the right, Rabbi Yechanan? Even though at the place where you're breaking there's no kezayis basar, still there's a lav not to break it, since on this whole bone there is a kezayis meat. Omalei, Sresh Lakish shins it back, Omalei, loy hochi kamar.